Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Member by Ram Goldar and the Masechta Zvachim Daf Nun, the fifth parak, Ezuhu Makoman. So the three topics are going to focus on number one. Although the Gemara established that a hekesh cannot be chozer umelamed with another hekesh, nor with a gezer shava, here it proves that it can be chozer umelamed with a kavah chomer from a drush of Rabbi Yishmael's yeshiva on Daf Mem Aleph Amad Aleph, where the laws of es bedem utfila are derived from a hekesh with parko mashiach to the case of siri avodah zorah, and then extended from siri avodah zorah to the siri yom kippur with a kavah chomer. The Gemara asks if a hekesh can be chozer umelamed with a binyanav. Rabbi Yirmiyah suggests a proof arguing that the Torah did not need to teach the Safon requirement for Ashim, and we could have derived it from a Chatas with the Binyanav. However, this proof is rejected because just as Ashim could not be derived from Ola with a Binyanav, because of Ola's unique Chumrah of Sheken Kalil, that it is completely consumed on the Mizbeach, Ashim can also not be derived from Chatas since it is Mechaper for Karis violation, which Ashim does not. The Gemara adds that none of these three could have been derived from the other two with Hatzada Shava. Point number two, the Gemara proceeds to discuss whether a Gezer Shava can be Chozer Umelamed with the four drushes. It first asks if it can be Chozer Umelamed with a Hekesh, and Rapapa brings a proof that it can. A Hekesh between Shlamim and Toda teaches that a Toda can also be brought from Maiser Sheni money, like a Shlamim, which Shlamim itself had derived from a Gezer Shava, Sham Sham, from Maiser. However, Marzut Rebreid Ramari asked Ravina, Maisa Dagan Chulin Ba'amahu, Maisa of grain, this law's original source, is Mir Chulin and cannot prove the rules of drushas of Kachim. Ravina replied, was the principle limiting two-step drushas of Kachim only said where Lamed Kodesh and Melamed Kodesh, both the derived law and the teaching case of Kachim? It was not, rather, it applies where the Lamed, the derived case, is Kachim, so Rapapa's proof where the Lamed is Shlamim still stands. Mazutra, however, holds that if the Melamed, the teaching case, is Chulin, the laws of two-step drushas do not apply. And point number three, the Gemara proceeds to discuss whether a Kavah Chomer can be Chozer Melamed with the four drushas. In its third question, it asks if it can be Chozer Melamed with another Kavah Chomer. The Gemara seeks to resolve this question through its own Kavah Chomer. If a Gezer Shava cannot learn from a Hekesh, yet it can teach through a Kavah Chomer, as the Gemara proved before, then a Kavah Chomer, which can learn from a Hekesh, as proven in the first point, certainly can teach through another Kavah Chomer. Vizel Kavachomer ben Kavachomer, and this is a Kavachomer, the son of a Kavachomer, meaning this Kavachomer itself is based on another, since the Gezer Shava's ability to teach through a Kavachomer was proven before through a Kavachomer. The Gemara objects, ben benoshel Kavachomer, it's actually a grandson of a Kavachomer, meaning a triple Kavachomer, since the proof for one Kavachomer to teach with another is itself also Kavachomer, and a drasha driving this law with this method would be Kavachomer. Perhaps a triple Kavah Chomer is not a valid drasha. Therefore, the Gemara restructures its proof so that it's only a Kavah Chomer ben Kavah Chomer. So once again, the three points are, number one, although the Gemara established that a Hekesh cannot be Chozer Umelamed with another Hekesh, nor with a Gezer Shava, here it proves that it can be Chozer Umelamed with a Kavah Chomer from a drasha of Rabbi Yishmael's yeshiva on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, where the laws of Es Bedam Utvila are derived from a Hekesh with Parkon Mashiach to the case of Siri Avodah Zorah, and then extended from Siri Avodah Zorah to the Siri Yom Kippur with a Kavah Chomer. The Gemara asks if a Hekesh can be Chozer Umelamed with a Binyanav. Rabbi Yirmiyah suggests a proof, arguing that the Torah did not need to teach the Safon requirement for Ashim, and we could have derived it from a Chatas with the Binyanav. However, this proof is rejected because just as Ashim could not be derived from Ola with a Binyanav, because of Ola's unique Chumrah of Sheken Kalil, that it is completely consumed on the Mizbeach, Ashim can also not be derived from Chatas, since it is Mechaper for Karis violation, which Ashim does not. The Gemara adds that none of these three could have been derived from the other two with Hatzada Shava. Point number two, the Gemara proceeds to discuss whether a Gezer Shava can be Chozer Umelamed with the four drushes. It first asks if it can be Chozer Umelamed with a Hekesh, and Rapapa brings a proof that it can. A Hekesh between Shlamim and Toda teaches that a Toda can also be brought from Maiser Sheni money, like a Shlamim, which Shlamim itself had derived from a Gezer Shava, Sham Sham, from Maiser. However, Marzut Rebreid Ramari asked Ravina, Maisa Dagan Chulin Ba'amahu, Maisa of grain, this law's original source, is Mir Chulin and cannot prove the rules of drushas of Kachim. Ravina replied, was the principle limiting two-step drushas of Kachim only said where Lamed Kodesh and Melamed Kodesh, both the derived law and the teaching case of Kachim? It was not. Rather, it applies where the lamed, the derived case, is kachim, so Rav Papa's proof where the lamed is shlamim still stands. Mazutra, however, holds that if the malamed, the teaching case, is chulin, the laws of two-step drushas do not apply. And point number three, the Gemara proceeds to discuss whether a Kal Vachomer can be Chozer Melamed with the four drushes. In its third question, it asks if it can be Chozer Melamed with another Kal Vachomer. The Gemara seeks to resolve this question through its own Kal Vachomer. If a Gezer Shava cannot learn from a Hekesh, yet it can teach through a Kal Vachomer, as the Gemara proved before, then a Kal Vachomer, which can learn from a Hekesh, as proven in the first point, certainly can teach through another Kal Vachomer. Vizel Kal Vachomer ben Kal Vachomer, and this is a Kal Vachomer, the son of a Kal Vachomer, meaning this Kal Vachomer itself is based on another, since the Gezer Shava's ability to teach through a Kal Vachomer was proven before through a Kal Vachomer. The Gemara objects, ben beno shel Kal Vachomer hu. It's actually a grandson of a Kal Vachomer, meaning a triple Kal Vachomer, since the proof for one Kal Vachomer to teach with another is itself also Kal Vachomer, and a drasha driving this law with this method would be Kal Vachomer. Perhaps a triple Kal Vachomer is not a valid drasha. Therefore, the Gemara restructures its proof so that it's only a Kal Vachomer ben Kal Vachomer. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Nun, and our standard Siman is a non-stop flight. A non-stop flight. So here goes. The Kachin crew on the non-stop flight going over the flight rules, who weren't sure if a rule learned from a Hekesh can be Chozer Melamed with a Binyanav, and whether one goes Bas Olamed or Bas Melamed when one dish is Chulin, were asked to quiet down so they don't wake up the man wearing a Kal Vachomer shirt, and all the more so they don't wake up a sleeping son wearing a Kal Vachomer shirt. So once again, the Kachim crew on the non-stop flight, that must be more on Daf Nun. The Kachim crew on the non-stop flight going over the flight rules, who weren't sure if a rule learned from a Hekesh can be Chozer Melamed with a Binyanav, which reminds us, we learned that a Hekesh can be Chozer Melamed with a Kal Vachomer, but it's unresolved if it can be Chozer Melamed with a Binyanav. So the Kachim crew on the non-stop flight going over the flight rules, who weren't sure if a rule learned from a Hekesh can be Chozer Melamed with a Binyanav, and whether one goes Bas Olamed or Bas Melamed when one dish is Chulin, which reminds us, Ravina said was the principle of limiting two-step drushes of Kachim only said where Lamed Kodesh and Melamed Kodesh, both the derived law and the teaching case of Kachim? It was not. Rather, it applies wherever the Lamed, the derived case, is Kachim. So Rav Papa's proof where the Lamed is Shlamim still stands. Marzutra, however, holds that if the Melamed, the teaching case, is Chulin, the laws of two-step drushes do not apply. So the Kachim crew on the non-stop flight going over the flight rules, who weren't sure if a rule learned from a Hekesh can be Chozer Melamed with a Binyanav, and whether one goes Bas Olamed or Bas Melamed when one dish is chulin, were asked to quiet down so they don't wake up the man wearing a Kal Vachomer shirt, and all the more so they don't wake up a sleeping son wearing a Kal Vachomer shirt. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks if a Kal Vachomer can be Chozer Melamed with another Kal Vachomer. The Gemara seeks to resolve this question through its own Kal Vachomer. If a Gezer Shava cannot learn from a Hekesh, yet it can teach through a Kal Vachomer, as the Gemara proved before, then a Kal Vachomer, which can learn from a Hekesh, as proven in the first point, certainly can teach through another Kal Vachomer. Zehu Kal Vachomer ben Kal Vachomer, and this is a Kal Vachomer, the son of a Kal Vachomer, meaning this Kal Vachomer itself is based on another, since the Gezer Shava's ability to teach through a Kal Vachomer was proven before through a Kal Vachomer. So once again, the Kachim crew on the non-stop flight going over the flight rules, who weren't sure if a rule learned from a Hekesh can be Chozer Melamed with a Binyanav, and whether one goes Bas Olamed or Bas Melamed when one dish is Chulin, were asked to quiet down so they don't wake up the man wearing a Kal Vachomer shirt, and all the more so they don't wake up his sleeping son wearing a Kal Vachomer shirt. All right, so now it's time for Four Bala Bach Hazara. Daf Mem Vav. So the similar Daf Mem Vav is a cow because cows go moo. So here goes. The cow, that must be more on Daf Mem Vav, moo. The cow carrying the large bowl of blood with a note that the blood was exempt from liability for Noser Tuma and Me'ila, which reminds us, the Mishnah in the previous Daf taught, the dumb is uniquely exempt from liability for Noser and Tuma. The Gemara presents three drashas excluding blood from Me'ila, two of which are superfluous and are used to exclude dumb from liability for Noser and Tuma. So the cow carrying the large bowl of blood with a note that the blood was exempt from liability for Noser Tuma and Mehila, standing next to the Tame cowboy eating some inedible Atze Maracha, who was Chayev Malkus, which reminds us, in the Mishnah on the previous daf, the Tanakhama said one is chai for eating any kajim with tuma, even though it's not subject to pigel. But Rabbi Shimon said one is only chai for items which are normally eaten, but not for eating wood and the like. A Marayim debate the case of the Malchokas. According to one opinion, they argue only about tuma's basar, tuma of meat, or in this case wood, which is where the drasha including inedible materials is written. But for tuma's aguf, tuma of the eater's body, the Tanakhama would agree there is no malchus. According to another opinion, they argue even in the case of tuma's aguf, because the Tanakhama holds that since he's chai for tuma's basar, he's also chai for tuma's aguf. So the cow carrying a large bowl of blood with a note that the blood was exempt from liability for noser tuma and Me'ila, standing next to the Tame cowboy eating some inedible, Atse Maracha, who was Chayv Malkus, saw a kohen write the six kavanas of Lashma on the side of a cow to help himself remember them when doing Shechita, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, L'shem Shishadvarim HaZevach Nizbach, a carbon is shechted for the sake of six things. Number one, L'shem Zevach. Number two, L'shem Zovech, the one offering it. Number three, L'shem Hashem. Number four, L'shem Ishim, for the sake of the fires, to burn the pieces and not merely roast them. Number five, L'shem Reach, for the sake of creating an aroma, not to roast them and then bring them onto the Mizbeach. And number six, L'shem Nechoach, for the sake of pleasing. Daf Mem Zayin. So the symbol for Daf Mem Zayin is a maze. So here goes. The owner of a carbon yelled, I will eat this chutz lezmanu to start the race at the Zvachim maze. Maze? That must mean we're on Daf Mem Zayin. The owner of a carbon yelled, I will eat this chutz lezmanu to start the race at the Zvachim maze, making it pigel, which reminds us, on the previous Daf, Rabbi Yossi said the intent of a carbon is determined by the one performing the avoda. This disagrees with Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Yossi, who says, Shemati Shabalim Mefaglin, I heard that the owner of a carbon can affect pigol by intending the consumption of chutz lezmano while the kohen performs the avoda. The pasuk says v'hikriv makriv, and the offerer shall bring his carbon, indicating that the owner is considered the makriv and so can determine the avoda's intent. Abai says that three tanaim hold ze machashav ze oved havya machshava. If this one, the owner, intends, and that, meaning the other one, performs the avoda, it's considered intent. So the owner of a carbon yelled, I will eat this chutz lezmano to start the race of the Zvachim maze, making a beagle, where two kohanim had to find the ezu mokomun stand and match up where kaji kajim are shechted, which reminds us, the fifth parak begins, ezu mokomun shel Zvachim. What is the required place for the various procedures of kabanas? All kaji kajim, referring to chatos, olos, ashamos, and shalmai tzibur, must be shechted in the tzafon, the north. So the owner of a carbon yelled, I will eat this chutz lezmanu to start the race at the Zvachim maze, making a pigel, where two kohanim had to find the ezu humakomen stand and match up where kachi kachim are shechted, and then meet at the exit at the same time to be makabel the blood of an ashim matzora, one with his hand and one with a kli, which reminds us, the Torah compares the kabbalah of the ashim matzora to the application on the matzora's right ear, thumb, and toe, teaching that just as this application is done ba'atzmo shel kohen, with the kohen himself, meaning his finger, the kabbalah is also done with his own hand. Still, the Torah compares this ashim to a chatas, thus requiring a kli. It emerges then that two kohanim are makabel its blood, one by hand to apply to the matzora, and one with a kli for zrika on the mizbeach. Daf Mem Ches. So the simmer Daf Mem Ches relates to Moach, brain, and we use brainiacs. So here goes. The Kohen brainiac, that must mean we're on Daf Mem Ches. The Kohen brainiac lecturing first about Shechita of the Par Basir Shel Yom Kippurim in the Tzafon because they are Chaviv Tum that they are learned from Adrasha and the blood is brought, Lefnai Lefnim, which reminds us, Gemara asks why the parak begins with Chatos Apnimios and not an Ola where Tzafon is written, and answers, since the Tzafon requirement of Chatos is derived from Adrasha, a Hekesh to Ola, it is Chaviv to the Tana, so he taught it first. The Gemara asks that if so, the parak should begin with Chatos Chitzonos, the outer Chatos, since the Hekesh to Ola was written about Chatos Chitzonos. Sonos. It answers, since the blood of Yom Kippur Karbanos enters the innermost room of the Mikdash, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's Chaviv to the Tana, so he taught it first. So the Kohen brainiac lecturing first about Shechita of the Par Basir Shel Yom Kippurim in the Tzafon, because they are Chaviv to him that they are learned from a drasha, and the blood is brought, Lefnai Lefnim. Wasn't sure if he accidentally used a pointer belonging to Hekdesh, which according to Rabbi Kiva would make him chayev to bring an Ashim Tauli, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Malchokas if an Ashim Tauli is brought for Safek Me'ilos. So the Kohen Brainiac were lecturing first about Shechita of the Par Vesir Shel Yom Kippurim in the Tzafon, because they are Chaviv Tum that they are learned from a drasha and the blood is brought. Lefnai Lefneim wasn't sure if he accidentally used a pointer belonging to Hekdesh, which according to Rabbi Kiva would make him Chayiv to bring a Nashim Tauli, because he got distracted when he saw two Kohen Brainiacs doing a demonstration with the Shochet standing in the south while the Chattas and the Makabo of its blood were standing in the north, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, what does Oso in the Pasuk exclude from Tzafon? The Gemara concludes that it comes to exclude the Shochet from having to be in Tzafon. But since Rabbi Achia derived this from elsewhere, the Gemara clarifies that the purpose of the Shochet's exclusion from Tzafon is to teach an inference. Ein Shochet b'Tzafon, of a Makabo b'Tzafon. The Shochet need not be in Tzafon, but the Makabo of the Chattas' blood must stand in Tzafon. Daf Mem Tes. So the Simur Daf Mem Tes is meat, and we use a butcher in the simon. So here goes. The butcher who saw his scale was broken when he noticed that the side dish of meat weighed more than the main course of beef and said, Kum matzinu tafo chamu min ha'ekar, which reminds us, Ravina explained the source that Shechita and Kabbalah and Ola in Tzafon is ma'akeb. Kum matzinu tafo chamu min ha'ekar. Do we ever find the secondary subject more stringent than the primary subject? Since Tzafon is ma'akeb for Chattas, whose Tzafon requirement was only first derived from Ola, certainly it is ma'akeb for Ola itself. The Gemara brings exceptions of Maisushini Tamura and Moser Pesach. So the butcher who saw his scale was broken when he noticed that the side dish of meat weighed more than the main course of beef and said, Kum matzinu tafo chamim min ha'ekar. Well, his trained assistant knew to only tie two salamis together with hekesh string, but not to use the hekesh string again to tie a third salami, which reminds us, a hekesh compares an ashim to both a chattas and an ola. And the Gemara asks why both are necessary, since either could have taught that an ashim must be shechted in Tzafon. Ravina explains that if the Torah would only compare ashim to chattas, we would conclude that since the Tzafon requirement by chattas itself is only derived from a hekesh to ola, it must be that davar lamed behekesh, something which learns its law through a hekesh, chozer melamed behekesh, can in turn teach the law elsewhere through a hekesh. Comparing ashim to ola as well avoids this conclusion. So the butcher who saw his scale was broken when he noticed that the side dish of meat weighed more than the main course of beef and said, Klum matzinu tafo chamu min ha'ekar. Well, his trained assistant knew to only tie two salamis together with a hekesh string, but not to use the hekesh string again to tie a third salami. Often used two of his four types of drasho spices together on the meats he prepared, but never on kajim, which reminds us, the Gemara proceeds to discuss which of the four types of drushas, Hekesh, Gezer, Shava, Kavachomer, and Binyanav, can in turn teach its law elsewhere using another of those drushas, totaling 16 combinations. Rabbi Yochanan says, B'kol Torah kula lamedin lamed malamed, throughout the entire Torah, we may derive a derivative from something which is itself a derivative, meaning a two-step drusha. Chutz min ha-kajim she'ein danin lamed malamed, except regarding the subject of kajim, where we cannot derive a two-step drusha. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we learn that the tzitz is not meratze for tummy blood of an akum's carbon, which was nizrak? That's on daf? Memhei. Good. Number two. Which daf do we discuss why the parak of Ezum Makoma begins with chatos apnimios being in the tzafon and not in ola, where tzafon is written? That's on daf? Memches. Good. Number three. Which daf do we learn kum matzinu tafo chamer mina ikar? That's on daf? Memtes. Good. Number four. Which daf do you have a third opinion about Parim and Israfim that there is pigul for Davar Nas B'chutz? That's on daf? Mem Dalet. Good. Number five. Which daf do you discuss Kavachomer ben Kavachomer? That's on daf? Nun. Good. Number six. Which daf do we learn that the carbon is shechted for the sake of six things? That's on daf? Memvav. Good. Number seven. Which daf do we have machokes about pigul of nesachim that come with the zevach and the nafkamina if they're brought that day or days later? That's on daf? Memdalet. Good. Number eight. Which daf do we machokes bas olamet or bas molamet if one of them is chulin? That's on daf? Nun. Good. Number nine. Which daf do we learn that there are two kohanim to be makabel the blood of the Ashim Metzora, one by hand to apply to the Metzora, and one with a kli for Zrika on the Mizbeach. That's on daf? Mem Zayin. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we learn that it's unresolved if a hekesh can be chozru u'molamed with the binyan of? That's on daf? Nun.